Our name is the RRR Podcast. 5 years ago, we made it our mission to bring you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible. But after a plague of boring tokusatsu struck, it was up to us to save our podcast. To do this, we had to do something else. We had to discuss something else. Welcome to our season 6 episode 50.
You've got whale.
That's what you had trouble thinking of?
Like, not trouble thinking of it, I needed to make sure I remembered it.
Oh my god, I love it. It's like my favorite.
It's too perfect. I'm like, there has to be something done about
you've
the whale.
You got whale.
Oh my god. There wasn't anything else I could think of, anyway.
My computer said that every time I had an email.
I'm sure, like, somebody could figure out how to do it. I couldn't do it. I don't know how to do anything.
We know that already. You know how to cut yourself secretly.
Well, yeah. That's just true. I mean, you know, taking out the trash, that's why I wear, like, industrial strength gloves every time I do it, because I'm actually not sure if there's still glass particles in there. So that's my life now.
Wow.
So.
Pussy.
Uh-huh. One-ups?
Pussy.
The DTMF hashtag is filled with the Texas Taco.
What?
Some sort of music festival. It's filled with the DTMF hashtag. It's filling it up. It's filling up that Texas Taco.
Is that what they call it?
That's right. I want to fill up the Texas Taco.
Anyway, continue. That was just the most up-to-date one-up.
Our hashtag got taken over. It's the most up-to-date one-up.
Up to the minute.
I have...
Twat.
No freaking idea.
We'll see.
I bought comics.
What?
I got comics. Bravely Second, even though I haven't played it yet, because I still got two other games to play before I can even touch it, so... That's my life. I'm buying comics I can't read yet, and I'm buying games I can't play yet, so I'm good at this money thing.
This just sounds like a bad idea, Brian. Like you haven't thought this through.
I don't think anything through. And that's been up with me. This week has been boring as shit.
You didn't even check your blog! What the hell, man?
I was looking at the photos in my phone. I didn't need to. It's not on my blog anymore. Gotta check my photos on my phone. That's how I know what happened.
My phone is my blog. Doesn't get realer than that.
And those are the only pictures of product after Justice League vs. Teen Titans I got last week.
I like how you can determine like your week's like milestones by purchases.
Well, nothing else matters.
Okay, I guess it's my turn. I have a pretty short one too. It's been pretty dull. I got Ratchet and Clank last week. Like, I was all amped up to get it so that I could start it over the weekend because I knew it was a project coming up and I wanted to start it, and then I haven't started it yet because I downloaded Dead Space because it was free on Xbox. I also downloaded The Wolf Among Us because it was free and I got recommended it, and I downloaded the Doom beta and I played it. And it's pretty, like, it's pretty much the same as, like, every other FPS multiplayer, but I did have fun with it, and it was, like, but it was, like, this weird control where, like, the character moves just fast enough that I had even more trouble aiming than usual, and it took me forever to get used to it. It was super weird. So I'm not sure if I'll buy that or not, maybe later, but I played that a lot this weekend, and I've been playing Dead Space and, like, thinking I'm braver than I am and just basically screaming. And
you would be the worst Kyoryuger.
I would, really, honestly. There's no bravery in me. It's taken away by the baby tanks. Yeah, that's basically been it. I've just been getting ready to work on a new art project, and that's all. Just video games and art projects and naked people and battered highway cone twice. And describe it to them like a battered highway cone. Just basically schmitten that whole class. The guy just walks in and I'm like, I've never been so flaccid in my life. These people are disgusting. Over to you, McH.
I've been sick.
All right, so news. Let's go. We can save ourselves a tight 35 minutes if we just move right one up.
That's why I wasn't here last week. I was sick. I had to actually miss a day of work for once. That never happens. I was.
That was actually a pretty.
My boss actually sent me home from work. He never sends anyone home. Like, I was pretty much dying there at my desk. You know, I was. It was bad. I couldn't get up out of the bed by myself. I'm still coughing.
Covered.
I was actually feeling better by the time recording came around last week, but I was like, I need sleep very badly because I was dying. So I slept, and it was nice, and now I feel alive, and I feel better. And I've just been playing some Pokemon. I bought the Pokemon special art book today.
Oh, good. You took my recommendation. You'll like it.
I forgot about it. I happened to see it. I was on Amazon Japan looking up stuff, and I happened to see it. And I was like, oh, shit, I forgot to buy that. So I went to AmiAmi and bought it. So come when I get my Pikachu and my Ghost figure arts next week. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Just trying to keep up with all of these toys. I love toys. I love Georgia. Why is it so good?
I don't know.
Well, I think that's a good enough segue. Hey, hold on. News.
Let it go.
My job is to randomly sing Frozen. You don't take my job. Send Kaylee to murder you in your sleep.
Good luck finding Ferguson. I haven't seen him in weeks.
I haven't even seen it yet, and I still laugh at it because I understand.
So, third quarter, Juwoger toy scans.
Quarter.
Oh my god, the third quarter is the best. Seriously, though, there is nothing in this catalog that I hate. Like, I just want everything now.
Brian's especially fond of the Mohawk Kid. Mohawk. He's my favorite Georgia character, to be honest.
Mohawk Kid's the greatest. Joe Mohawk.
He's going to be their new mentor. I can't wait to see what they do with him in Power Rangers. He's the actual size of Keeper.
He probably doesn't get kidnapped as easily.
And he's a kid, so what does that tell you?
We get molested easily.
Alright, so first up we got Cube Rhinos. We got full pictures of him. We have pictures of the...
They went ahead and already did the Black Gold Edition right off the bat. So
it was great. It was nice of him. I have to skip that second buy. So we have the Rhino, and then we have Tosai? Yeah, Tosai Juo, which is the combination of Rhino, Crocodile, and Wolf.
Which looks cool, I guess.
It's great. I like it. It's different. It's very... Those are some thick shoulders. But thankfully he's got cubes in his arms. 1980s
style.
So it's okay. It ends up working out okay. To make a pretty decent robot. So I like it. I like the vehicle form, I guess. I don't know what to call that form exactly, but I dig that. Yeah, the wolf and the crocodile can like fit inside of it, so that's neat.
Kinky.
You bet.
You know, when looking at it, the crocodile looks like a giant foam finger on his hand, doesn't it? Am I the only one seeing it?
Well, I'm seeing it, and it's hilarious.
It's like it's a giant foam finger that's flicking you off because it's in the middle.
Best foam finger ever.
It's the only foam finger you need, really. And so we also get, on that same page, an image, our first look at Wild Tosai King. It's what the full name is. And that is a combination of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 4 exclamation points.
Yes! 13. My dreams are coming true! Like, if we get like the next mecha and it doesn't combine with this, I send it back.
If and Cube Whale doesn't combine with everything, I send it back too, even though it kind of looks
I'm
like
I'm sending
it, does,
it to Sweetums.
So, I like everything on this page. I like the... what did I do? I moved pages. Go back to the page.
You touched your penis.
Yeah. I love the Rhino. I like Tosai, Juo, and the combination is what really gets me. I really like the way that looks for whatever stupid QB reason. I love it.
I don't know. I think it kind of works. Like, it actually doesn't look that messy. It looks a lot better than
really
the other
doesn't.
One.
It really doesn't.
Like, Wild Juo King looks way more ridiculous. He's got, like, arms that are dislocated and a freaking, like, antler helmet. Like, I don't even know what he's doing with his life, but this one works.
It looks proportional.
Like, he's got his arms cubes on his shoulders. Like, fuck it, what do we do? Just put them on his shoulders.
I have no idea where Gorilla
goes. It gives him more
goes.
Cube power. I mean, like, that's one of those... Sorry, go ahead.
I think Gorilla just, like, goes on the back or something, because he's not visible from the front.
It's one of those things that's, like, really funny to think about, like, alright, what purpose does this serve, like, technically in the show? Like, they're just there really aesthetically. Unless it just gives them more cube power. Cube power!
Cube power!
Oh my god, I'm so hateful right now, because I was thinking that, and... I was just focusing on this Pokemon I'm doing, and so I wasn't able to say it out loud.
Lion and Elephant are just, like, platforms for him to stand on.
That many a Sentai Zord have been there before that.
Yeah. Besides,
oh my god.
I don't know how it connects exactly, but you can see in the corner, like, right at the edge of Mole, is the Big King Sword. So I don't know if that's actually connecting somewhere or
connect
it's going to work. But on the other side is the big wild cannon. Like, just a giant bazooka on his arm. So that's neat.
Okay, bazookas.
So there's no part left behind.
Thank God.
Ohana means family. Family means nobody gets left behind. Or forgotten.
Finally, they're getting it. The writers of, or the designers of Sentai finally watched Lilo and Stitch. they're currently watching the animated series right now.
Moving on to the next page, we can see that final, God only knows, the fourth weapon animal, Cube Komori, of the Bat Boomerang.
Which is, it's just perfect. It's
just let that sink
like,
in a minute.
Like George said, it's literally just perfection.
I noticed that all of the weapon cubes, the animal name, used to the Japanese names, Kuma and Mogura and Komori and Kirin.
Yeah. All the other ones
using spelled Krillin.
All the other
common mistake.
All the other ones use English. I wonder why that is.
I don't know.
Another board.
These ones will all be Japanese. These ones are all English.
So that looks cool. And then below that we have
flying penis.
The movie mecha Cube Condor Cube Zero. It's like purple.
Yeah, it's a purple and like gold.
It looks navy blue in this picture.
Well, it looks
like maybe it's because it's small.
Mine's purple.
I guess like when I'm looking at the small one, it looks more blue. But
I mean, it could be navy blue. It could be like Toba Spino, and Gosei Wonder. It could be purple.
This is based off Gorilla, right? Like, so
it's a combo.
Yeah.
Like Takatora-ta, or
Sagozo,
Putotia.
Like the chip. Not the chip, but the The cracker?
Chocolate chip. The writer. Chips Ahoy.
But, like, the body is Gorilla. But they included the, like, a remold of the Big King Sword to act as the head for the Condor mode. Penis. So it's a nice little combination of Red's two mecha, and I dig it. I don't know why it has feet coming out of its chest, but, you know, let's ignore that part. That's fine.
Like it just looks so funny in its animal mode because it's doing such a bad job at hiding its robot body that it just looks like this, like, condor wing guiding around this robot.
Maybe that's like, what it is.
It's kind of funny.
Trying to look at the...
Yeah. What was last year's movie, Mecha?
The Dinomaru.
Oh, yeah, okay. That guy was forgettable, obviously.
And, like, Dinomaru was a weird remold of Paunmaru, so it'll be... it's like a trend of, how ridiculous can we make this remold? Let's turn an elephant into a dinosaur. Well, okay, what do we do now? Let's turn a gorilla into a condor. But sir, we have a perfectly good eagle mold right here. Nope, let's use the gorilla.
If we take this stick, it'll make a head. You're hired.
I think they just wanted to make the shoulder things and the wings.
Like, I like the robot look, so I'm not against what they did. Because end robot looks really cool in the sketch.
How's he gonna fit?
What?
I mean, like in the giant mecha formation at the end. Well, now we have another.
He probably will because he's a movie.
Well, but remember, what was that one called? We called it a shark. It was a giant, and you could have Samurai Hal hold it.
Well, he had the benefit of being a roleplay weapon.
Are you Maru?
I will find a way for the giant robot to hold this penis. So it can be glorious.
Well, we'll see. We don't know what Cube Whale looks like exactly yet, so.
He might hold the penis.
The penis
might. The whales are good at handling some equipment.
Speaking whales of whale equipment.
And then they show us all the rest, all the mecha combinations on this page because they can, I guess.
They had to fill out a page.
Right? And then we get to...
Look at all these again.
Yeah, then we get to the most beautiful thing ever. Jewel Whale.
It's literally just that Optimus Prime trailer cannon thing.
Yeah, Jewel Whale. That's right, honey. Jewel Whale.
It sounds really ridiculous when you think about it.
Most of the stuff we talk about sounds ridiculous. I spent my afternoon reviewing a giant eyeball. This is our lives. And a gorilla cube with a rocket on its back. I mean...
So, you know, when you say it that way, we sound stupid.
Yamato uses the DX Whale Changer to transform into Jewel Whale. I love everything right now. The
Who
fact that we
everything?
Have a toy called the DX Whale Changer is the best thing. It's a whale change gun. Pardon me. It's a change gun.
Come on, Brian. Read the moon runes properly.
It's a gun and the sword?
Yes.
It's a gun and a cube whale thing.
So it's just this gold cube with two handles, actually, and you pull back the top handle. And
ooh, that was stale.
It unfolds. Sorry. And then it's like a water cannon. I mean, it doesn't shoot actual water. It'd be kind of cool if it did, but...
It's in like a Samus gun.
Yeah.
The picture of the whale with the spout is a mislead. Unless those are its angel wings. Is it a dead whale? This is a PSA about not polluting.
Poor dead whales.
We got a preview of the of Cube. That's the submarine.
Like, looking at the silhouettes, it looks like there's Cube Whale, and then it transforms into, like, the main robot. And then there's one right next to it that kind of looks like the final combination. And it's hard to tell what it utilizes. but there's like segments and stuff, so I think we might be getting like a full on all 14 combination or something. So that would be really cool.
Like,
to
see. It would be a crime if they didn't, because it's so close. I mean, granted, Tokuger basically did that, where they brought in Hyper Russia and they're like, oh, it's not going to combine with it. You can just pull their heads off like fucking ants and then stick it on there.
So I'm not exactly sure what they're going to do, but all I know is if it doesn't use all 14, it's dead to me. Well, not quite, because I really need a cube whale in my life. But
you know, I am a little disappointed that it's that the suit is a power up. Not because it's like, oh, red gets all the attention, just because I was hoping for another ranger. And yeah, like, it looks different enough compared to, like, you know, Eagle and Gorilla, which is like an obvious thing. That like, when I first saw it, I told you that I was like, I hope it's not a power up, and I found out two tweets later it was. But like, I was thinking, oh man, we're doing that whole Quantum Ranger thing again. Like, this is the first time we've done that in forever, where like, we got a 6S Ranger that's red. I don't know. It would be cool. Who knows who will be in charge by then or what's happening, but it would be cool if we did that here. It depends on how the footage looks, I guess.
Yeah.
We did consider doing that with Triassic, though, didn't we? I think they said they considered it, so.
They originally planned for, like, Devon to be Triassic or whatever.
Yeah. So, like, it would be cool if we did that. But regardless, the suit's cool. And it'll be interesting to see, like, how it plays into, like, Yamato's whole, you know, bonding with humans and them giving them, like, years of their life. And, like, if that ends up playing... I mean, obviously it's playing an important role, but I mean, how it's going to play into this and... I don't know. So, like, that'll at least be somewhat interesting.
Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of hoping it gets passed around. I don't know if it will or not, considering, like, the lore of the show basically has that Yamato can, like you said, take the powers of the other Jumans, and, like, they can't, from what we know. So it might not work like that, but I'm still hoping we might see different color whales.
I don't know. I'm hoping it's only him, just because I don't mind that. Like, I don't see what the problem is with it being, like, red.
I don't necessarily say it's a problem.
Like, because then it would go through, like, you know, him having the air power, land power, and sea power.
He has all the ghost ages at one time.
Exactly. Now he just needs some night dick powers.
I like how the Sentai Vinyl has the whale change gun, like, molded into
right?
It. Like, when I first saw it, I thought it was, like, that White Blaster Beetleborg figure where, like, it's just always on him. And, like, even when he, you know, just the guy, not even just the toy.
And the whale change gun comes with the little figure for...
Yeah. And I'm sure they'll make an actual nice painted one. That'll come with a mini cube animal, which I'm gonna buy.
Yeah. I bought the gorilla one because I wanted a gorilla figure.
I bought them all because I wanted them all.
Fair enough reason. 10 out of 10. But, yeah, like, everything here is great. I'm so excited.
And I just can't hide it.
That's my flawless logic, because I just bought them all because I want them all.
There's no harm against that.
Well, yeah, because they're cheap as fuck.
The fact that there's no articulated figure for Joe Whale, though, kills me. Like, I need that so bad.
And we can't even say, oh, wait for PR, because God knows what's going to happen. Because we didn't do that whole, articulated line this year. We didn't do the Ninja figures or the Tokuger figures type thing and then abandon it.
They just did mini cubes and... Excuse me, mini cubes instead.
Yeah. Oh well. Brian will just fuck a donkey.
I was gonna say there's
go,
no
Brian.
There's
fuck
no,
the donkey.
There's no mini cubes of Chihuahua the world's stuff, but I forgot we never actually really seen catalog images of any of the mini cubes.
Yeah, they just show up.
They just
go, Brian.
Happen.
Fuck the donkey.
It is funny, like, looking ahead at like whale and stuff, and like we haven't even seen the hints of Jewel of the World in the show yet. Like we're so far ahead in this stuff, it's hilarious.
We just
kind of like how
Kaiser.
You basically get the Six Rangers stuff, like, right after you read the first, or read, look at the first scans of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't that far off from the way that PR used to be, because they used to, like, come out with the Six Ranger figure and stuff, like, when the series launched, or the line launched, I mean.
Yeah.
Now everyone will be like, spoilers!
I know.
Fox is a spoiler.
Your mom, Dawson.
Spoiler? Life.
Your mom?
Brian!
Life is a spoiler.
Cat shocked by the truth you laid down.
I know.
Defender of truth.
Hashtag truth bomb.
Hashtag wolf warrior life.
I am the wolf warrior. Mm. I am the defender of truth.
The one and only truth.
Truth, that's justice, right. And the American way.
Let's not bring him into this.
Donald Trump, you're right.
Truth, justice is Keith Justice's even more annoying brother.
He's from Earth 2.
Oh, God. The last thing I need is an Earth 2 Keith Justice. Jesus Christ.
He's also a cabaret singer.
Speaking of Earth 2, Rita.
So, that's the thing. We got to see her outfit, and they totally painted it the wrong color. Fortunately, some people went and fixed it with Photoshop.
Then they made it really look like Scorpina, because we can do that, too.
Yeah, because, I don't know why, but Scorpina is a whore.
More like Corpina.
Oh, snap.
I see what you did there, Brian, and I like it.
That's Brian's new hype man. Hashtag, the best thing ever.
Hashtag truth bomb.
Hashtag penis bomb.
We all know she wanted Zach or Adam or whoever. I don't remember anymore.
Wait, Scorpina?
It was Adam. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because they're both Asian.
Scorpina totally wanted that tiny Adam dick.
Holy shit, Kenneth Park, class of 2004! Oh no, it's just Adam.
it's different. It's definitely different, but I don't see that as bad.
I kind of like it. Like, I was hoping they were going to do something like this. Like, I don't know if I was going to say, like, or, I mean, I don't know if I was picturing this, but I mean, I was hoping they would go for something different, because they're going to have to appeal to normal people. And
from what I gather, normal people like it a lot. So.
Yeah.
Well, and like, the thing is, I think, you know, and that's also people saying, like, you know, she's probably going to have more than one outfit. Like, it's a Hollywood movie.
Yeah.
People don't just wear, like, the same one outfit.
It's not Megaforce.
Where everyone wears the same clothes just constantly. So, she still might have, like, some big poofy dress or something, but if she's going to get out there and fight someone, big poofy dress just isn't going to make the cut.
Well, and if you really look at Rita's costume, like, it looks so bad, and even, like, if we tried to, like...
It's nostalgic.
To childhood. Replicate it in, like, a modern way, it would just look funny.
It's my childhood, Dawson. You can't... You have to honor it. And respect it.
Everyone's childhood is the worst.
Yeah.
I did see something where some people were saying, you know, it's kind of green and dragon-like, so they might tie that into the Green Ranger.
Like,
I think that's cool.
I would
it's like
totally,
getting ahead of it.
I would totally love it if, like, that costume was, like, her battle armor that's being siphoned off the energy of, like, the dragon coin or something.
I'll try to see if that became Tommy's...
That could be interesting too if they gender bent Tommy, but
and what if Rita was Tommy?
Turn Tommy
plot twist.
Turn Tommy into
Rita
Tammy.
Was Tommy all along.
It'll be great.
I was just gonna say, put
and
Jason
she's played by Megan Mullally. Oh my God!
Don't put JDF in that, please.
All right, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna cast Megan Mullally as Tommy, Green Ranger, and then we're gonna cast Ron Swanson as the White Ranger, and they're gonna fight. This is happening.
I still like the idea of putting JDF in that outfit.
Only if he went to conventions with it.
Tom is Babu. And
you
Jerry is
would.
Squat.
You know he would because he's an attention whore.
Jerry is pretty squat.
Ben, I think he could be like a young, fuss-budget Finster. And Donna is the new Scorpina, but her name's just Donna. Because she doesn't give a fuck about changing her name. Chris is Master Vile. Let's just watch Parks and Rec is what I'm saying here, ultimately.
I never would have guessed. But yeah,
Chris Pratt would make a brilliant Rito, let's be honest.
Yeah, it's just true.
That would be perfect. Honestly, like, he would be a good Rito alongside Elizabeth Banks.
That would be pretty good. Plus, they have history.
Still pulling for Seth Rogen, though. For Zed. Zack and Mary sequel. Fingers crossed.
Wish you would.
So,
I do think it's funny. Yeah. Shit, what was it? There was something that got upstaged. Oh, it was like a photo of a putty hand.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this dominated the news. I mean, the normal people were still talking about it, but for, like, three-fourths of the day, and, like, that last quarter, there was, like, a potential putty hand, and, like, that all of a sudden took over. Like, why are we so excited by mundane shit?
I was more confused on what the color-coded, like, cage things were. I couldn't figure out what they were, so I just closed the window.
I think someone said they're going to be, they might, or they think they might be from the bikes or something?
Maybe, I don't know. I was like, I'm but not sure just... what these are, and there's six of them, so now I'm confused, and I just closed it.
What are you talking about? Where? I didn't see anything.
Putty hands.
Oh.
It's a potential putty hand and, like, some grapes.
It kind of just looked like one of those, like, big animal claws, and that was all I could make out of it, so I just closed it. I didn't care anymore.
It's just funny that it's like, on the day we actually, like, get an announcement with a full-on, like, super-produced photo of a suit in the movie, we immediately, like, go back to talking about nothing.
That's the fandom.
Oh, to goof.
Rita's old news. Look at the putty hand.
Okay, I think that's it for the news.
I think so.
Honestly, there's not much
substantial.
Else.
Substantial. So.
Hooray.
Now it's time for
superhero time. Juoja. Go, 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 Ghosto.
Soinks!
You're just the worst, awesome.
No rebuttal. So.
Nope.
He knows he's the worst.
I'm just waiting for people to talk.
Okay.
So, Juoja is awesome.
Go for it.
There we go.
Okay. That's it. Show's over, folks.
All right, Ghost. His dad's dead. Spoiler alert.
Let's see what happened. Juoja this week was. I know I watched it. What happened?
I don't want to say it was less exciting than I thought it was going to be because it was still an absolutely fantastic episode. But it felt like it was going to be that whole.
Is gay. Like,
not,
oh my god.
Not
speaking of the worst. Sorry. Go ahead.
What am I trying to say? Not. The not, I don't know.
It wasn't as exciting as you thought it was going to be?
I keep mentally thinking mid-season, and that's not right. Oh. But, like, the... Whoa, that was weird.
The fighting the Kenji episode.
Yeah. Like, the first right big here. Battle that they fight.
You cut this off.
It was, like, all the excitement was in, like, the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And, like, that was what they showed in the episode preview. Which is funny. Like, I kept expecting Oja to show up way earlier. And it's funny because...
Kaizen, like, Oja?
Oh, shit, sorry. And it's funny because I didn't expect that, and I forgot about it. Because I've been fast-forwarding through the mecha battles to save time. And, like, I'm fast-forwarding through it, and all of a sudden they're on the ground bleeding. I'm like, wait, I missed something. I gotta go back. I'm like, wait!
Nothing really happened. They just died.
Well, yeah, because, like, I'm always waiting for them to be like, hooray, and then, like, I can finish. And then I'm like, oh, okay, shit's going down, I should probably pay attention. And then he showed up, and like I was saying, it's just, I think it's funny that like the last 2 minutes was basically the episode preview.
The preview was very misleading.
Yeah, it really was. Like, it made it seem like the whole episode was high stakes, and like it was kind of like normal, and then like high stakes at the end. Although, like, it definitely didn't have that big.
They murdered a fucking kitten. I was pissed.
Yeah.
They're like, I mean, oh no, look at the way the kitty just like vanishes. Like, anything that touches the bubble will disintegrate. I'm like, the kitty. I don't care about all the people or the bugs. I don't care about them. But that kitten, you just killed that kitten.
Did the air conditioner fall over on Winston's cat? Oh my god, don't tell me that. I would die. But I did like, not that part, but that they actually brought up, like, the almost said the Jew Rangers, like the Jewman's homesickness, where it's like, mm-hmm. usually when you have situations like that where, in general, but also in other shows where like someone's separated from like going home or something and they're in this type of situation, they usually don't address it that much, especially that early on. So it was actually kind of nice. And that I saw Aerosol mention it. It was kind of a neat also use of everyone's abilities like all at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was a cool little
like,
bit.
I've mentioned a couple times throughout discussing the show on how well the show writes their character traits and uses their specific elements of their animals properly. Yeah. And this was like a nice little showcase of that, just like in a row.
Yeah.
I hope they keep using them and don't just randomly forget about them.
Yeah. Like, I really hope that, because this show's, we're in episode 10, and I think everything that they've done so far, while be it pretty simple so far, it's been really consistent, and really entertainingly consistent, and I want that to keep using the same fucking word, be consistent. I don't want them to be, like, I mean, I really love Shinkenger, don't get me wrong, but like, in that middle portion of Shinkenger, it just kind of goes...
And it just people kinda, always seem to forget that, too.
It kind of just kind of plateaus for a while there, and I don't want that to happen with Geodude. Even if it does, I will still enjoy it because I like these characters so much, but I want it to keep the quality that it's pushed so far. Like I said, it's not, like, mind-blowing discussions or anything like that, but it's a show where I'm looking forward to watching it every week. And I end the show with very little problems. And I just want that to keep going.
I do kind of want it to ramp up a bit, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just like... Because I know, like, Sentai never really does the... Because sometimes Rider will do that, where once they start ramping up... It's not always consistently ramping up, but they will feel like at a pretty steady upward pace. And Sentai really doesn't do that. They kind of have their, like... You know, their ebbs and flows of, like, they ramp up a little bit and then they kind of stay at a certain level for a long while because it's generally more fillery. But I feel like sometimes soonish, like, it's not been bad, but it has been kind of at that same baseline. I want to see a little bit of a spike. Like, what I was hoping this episode was going to be, like, that big episode, and it was kind of, like, the last couple minutes of the big episode. But it didn't make it a bad one. It was just kind of, like you said, the promo was very misleading.
So now next week is the big episode.
It'll probably ramp up more. Once it's time for Drew of the World to come in, I guess.
Yeah.
Like,
it's kind of funny. It's like the opposite of the Flash promos, where it's like, oh, it's going to be a fun week about sharks, and then it's like super heavy about Zoom stuff with sharks.
Zoom plus sharks. But I one thing I like is that, like, at the moment, we know absolutely nothing about Drew of the Wild, or World.
World,
wow,
yeah.
I'm fucking up.
The Wild.
Well, the one, that's just all of them, really. like, we don't know, like, who it is, how the character is being set up, we whether he's, like, antagonistic or a good guy. We know nothing at all.
Remember when you thought Beatbuster was going to be evil?
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was funny. Gonna be evil for at least a little bit. You got cocky after that prediction that GoBusters was gonna be better than Gokaiju. I can say whatever I want, it's gonna be true.
Well, that's just fact. I mean,
classic Brian and Brian mess around.
I am the Shuquin Shinobi, bitch and what?
Bitch and what? Insert dancing black child here.
No, it's bitch, I don't care, I'm the Shuquin Shinobi.
yeah, that's a different meme. I'm sorry. I've got too many
Brian,
memes.
Brian has a lot of black children memes floating around. You know how he be.
I think Brian has a lot of black children floating around.
You should see my complex. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, they're all floating in Brian's bathtub.
Too. They all got wings and shit. It's really creepy.
They're all floating face down in Brian's bathtub because he drowns them all.
Oh, God. That took a turn.
You gotta curb the population somehow.
Oh, God. He's turning into the turn.
It's like a NASCAR race. You just gotta turn with it.
Yeah, turn left.
Turn left all the time.
He's making a left turn. He's making a left turn.
I don't really have a whole lot else to say, other than I really, really liked it. So.
Watching NASCAR, drinking beers.
I don't have much to say either.
I liked you, Ojir, a lot.
Ghost?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I still like this show.
Did I miss how Spectre let himself out?
It just opened.
Okay. So I didn't. Because I rewound it, and I kept, like, skipping through trying to find it. Because, like, I remember they showed him at the beginning sleeping, and all of a sudden he's stumbling around. I'm like, wait.
Like, they showed it, like, the little casket thing opening, and that was it. We don't know how it opened or why it opened. It just opened, and he got out and got dressed because his clothes were there somehow.
Like, all washed and ironed and ready for him.
And then he just started hobbling around like a drunkard.
Well, like, it was confusing, and, like, it made for a weird overall storyline pacing because they're like, all right, let's go rescue him. And then he rescued himself, like, by mistake.
He just lets himself out.
Like, and then this excursion just was ultimately them wandering around a parking garage looking for him. And, like, he didn't even need to be looked for. So, like, it's just three people stumbling around until someone's dad got killed.
He finds it. Oh, shit.
Alan finally saw somebody die. Then his dad died.
There's a lot of death.
Yeah, that's why the show is so great. Death is awesome.
Why are people dying? Something about hearts.
Look, you wanted us to wear these weird military uniforms and live in a really dark red sky to life, and I was fine with that. But disintegrating people is where I draw the line.
He still needs to change clothes.
I thought Utopia was this depressing world, but at least people weren't dying.
I thought Utopia was a dude.
I thought Utopia was the Zexal monster.
Yeah, Utopia Raid. And so what's up with the collective of the masters? The Japanese masters?
That scene, I couldn't handle that scene because it was so poorly done, like CGI editing-wise. It was so bad. I'm looking at this. I can't handle this. They all just got this deadpan expression on their face. And I don't know how to handle it.
What were they called? It was like the dumbest name.
I don't even remember to tell you that.
John Maites or something. I don't know.
They're like... Yeah, it was because I remember like it rhymed with something that like it reminded me of something and I can't remember. But what are they?
They're the
protectors,
like,
of Ganma world.
Yeah, they're gonna protect it from Makoto, Takaru, and Alan. They're gonna protect it by being the same actor as Adele.
Hello, it's me. Literally, it really happened. Hello, it's me's.
So speaking of Mies, okay, is the magistrate and the sage the same dude, or just the dude that
That's
looks the
next
same?
I was gonna talk about.
I don't know yet.
I think they're brothers. Kevin's got lots of thoughts.
Yeah, I think they're either the same person or they're like twin brothers, like those people from the YouTube specials.
I think they're like the Olsen twins, but way cuter. You got it, dude.
He does have that American wicked smile.
I mean, I heard that they're going to play them in Fuller House Season 2. I heard that that's the new Michelle.
10 out of 10 would watch.
That would get me a watch for sure. Because I don't know.
I thought they were the same person, and in this episode, it's like... I mean, they do act different because it'd be part of a cover, but it all is very confusing. A lot of it is, like, I'm not really sure what's going on. And it's not confusing in a way that it's like, this is a confusing plot because it's so intricate. It's just like, truly, what is happening? Like, what are you even trying to do?
Like,
I'm not sure.
I like watching it, except for any parts that involve Akari and Onari, because they rhyme and they suck.
But he befriended that guy this week, and he gave him donuts.
He gave donuts to Geki Chopper, and then she's over there on the computer trying to hack into the monolith again.
You can't, these aren't pork cutlets, peasant.
Somebody should tell her that you can't hack into a rock. Like, that's not a thing you can do.
She thinks she's people. It's more fun to let her watch her try.
God, I hate any time they're on screen. Because, like, you had these, like, epic Gamma World moments throughout this episode. And then they would cut to anything that was happening in the normal world. And it always involved them. And it always sucked.
And then, like, the painting Gamma's just running around painting shit.
He sucks, too. He joined their club, but they just all suck.
His story arc was just so they could get a third annoying character.
The supporting cast is really weak, and it really pisses me off, because I really like the rest of the show that's happening around them.
Mm-hmm.
Like Brian says, like, I like anything that doesn't involve them being on there. Like, they don't do anything worthwhile. They're really annoying, like, 95% of the time.
Like, I didn't even mind the scene where he was befriending Geki Chopper. Because he was, like, calm, and then he started getting stupid again. So, I don't know. They need to find their footing with these guys, because they're obnoxious and I hate all of them. Everything else is alright, though.
And so, this guy's plan that may or may not be the other guy is to have somebody test out the ghost stuff, and that was what Spectre was doing for him?
I think he's trying to see the effect of this stuff on people. Because the Ganma, I mean, they're people, but they're not people. So he's trying to see the effect it has on people. And Makoto isn't alive people, and Takeru is dead people.
I love this explanation.
So I think that's why he wants to test stuff on Takeru, because Takeru's dead, and so it can't really hurt him.
Like, well, it's just weird because
what are you gonna do? Like, he's already dead.
He's like, you abandoned our work of testing the ghost toys, and I'm like, well, what was he doing with Alan? That he, what was his work there? Like, I really need to know about Makoto's job placement from when he lived there. Like, what was his career path? What did he major in?
Testing.
Testing.
Being a crash test dummy.
I like the part where he's like, deep toot, and then he handed him the icon. What if Takeru had picked it up, would it have said deep ghost? Because, like, then the name popped up after he touched it.
Regardless, the icon would still be the D. So,
yeah, I think someone just put a sticker on it, that's all. It just said cut, and someone put a sticker on the prop, and they were like, action.
Bling special effects.
This icon looks deep into your soul and reveals the truth. How deep will you go?
It reveals the truth.
All the truths.
You can't handle the truth.
Hashtag truth bomb.
It reveals the truth. The truth of Lianbo, the wolf warrior who defends the truth.
His form has like fucking fire antlers or some shit. I don't know. I thought he was going to transform in this episode, and he didn't.
That's what I thought, too. like when they when he was fighting those henchmen or Ghost, I mean, was fighting those henchmen and stuff. I was like expecting him to show up. I'm like, okay. Oh, this is gonna be like.
I was totally confused because I thought Geodra was gonna have Wild Geoking in it. It didn't. I thought this episode was gonna have Deep Spectre in it. It didn't. I was way off this week.
I knew they wouldn't because they weren't in the preview. And anytime there's a new form or anything, isn't they're in the preview.
I thought he was in the preview though.
No, it was just him holding the icon.
Okay, I'm all fucked.
He's
up.
In the preview for next week.
I'm well, we knew that already. Of the preview for next week.
Yeah. We know you're fucked up, Brian.
Yeah, thank you. I need that. I need that confirmation.
Confirmed.
Oh god, I was joking.
Oh god, what's happened? Just from confirmed?
When...
I was taking a drink, and you just said confirmed really softly, and I almost died.
When Google's options for you involve you having a heart attack, you probably are fucked up.
Yeah. I gotta be famous for something. Okay, well, we'll see where this show goes. Cause right now, I got no idea.
I don't. I have no idea. UIE. Get it? It's a pun.
Kawaii.
Classic me. Oh God.
Kawaii.
That was terrifying.
It's like Dawson's.
You know what's nightmare. Just as, you know what's just as terrifying as that?
Cordy.
Levani.
Oh god.
Oh god.
You know, right when I almost forget, something happens. That stupid little leaf fuck gets in my head again.
And I like Levani, but it's like every time now I see it, I just hear that voice and like a cold shiver runs down my spine.
Levani.
Oh, speaking of Levani, now it's time for Ramble, Ramble, Ramble time.
Levani! It's Levani when she gets excited. Oh, God, it's happening.
So, Pokemon happened and we saw Zygarde again.
This was a great episode because it was plot-orientated.
I was thinking this is the contest episode. I remember that was last week, but this was the one where Squishy's like, God, I gotta ditch these punks. Like, he seems like he really doesn't like them. He's like, God, fuck these guys. Bonnie's like, Squishy, and he's like, bitch, step off.
My name is Zygarde.
I mean, the best end of this storyline is gonna be coming the dog form and just biting Bonnie's head off. That would be amazing.
We saw the other Squishy.
I like how he still had that, like, weird British-esque voice. Like, for reals. It was great.
He really is a mad British scientist.
I really want them to, like, stop referring to him as Z. Just, it's really pissing me off.
Z1 like, and Z2.
Like, just stop. Like, you're just getting my fucking nerves. It doesn't make you cool to refer to him as Z.
But dude, I'm trying not to spoil it. The kids don't know.
They don't know that it's Zygarde because...
No, kids are dumb.
I know that already.
Are you a kid? No, you're not the target... I mean...
You're not the target audience, awesome.
Exactly. I know, but like I can get more in their minds than you can. Because I'm like, okay, what if I was 8? I would be like, oh, what's going on? Is that a new Pokemon?
Awesome, that's not their mind, generation? That's their pants.
Their pants have that deep voice?
No, but you like to get into their pants.
Why are their pants talking? I have a lot of questions.
You make their pants talk. It's what you use to get into them. It's,
pants
it's...
are what colors are made of.
Exactly. It's what they teach you in Subway.
What? It's all connected.
Rosa colors are what pants are made of. I think I did it wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a crucial quote you can't get wrong.
Uh-oh, it's the Gaddafi combos up.
Classic. That was better than the Shinken Red.
No one was there for that one. Except
I know, that's why it was better. I feel like I don't have too much else to say. I mean, it was nice to
know. I liked how much Team Flair shot down Team Rocket. Like, you guys suck.
It always is kind of funny when Team Rocket shows up when, like, we're getting into facing, like, the team of this region, because they're like, the fuck are you guys doing here? Team Rocket's not even based here. You're not even wearing the right colors. Like, what does it matter with you?
Like, you literally are the worst.
And next week is another episode with Squishy being Squishy.
It did make me think that I'm still slightly disappointed that we didn't get a third game for X and Y, because I feel like Kalos still had more to offer. And, like, it makes it feel so short now. And, like, it would have been cool to get a game with him, and I wouldn't want, like, a Squishy storyline, but I don't know. Like, I'm excited for Generation 7, but it's like Kalos got shortchanged.
It did. For
Kalos. Yeah, well, we got Ash Greninja again this week, and he was all like, "You really can't see me."
He was still covered with
fucking
water.
Fucking John Cena.
I'm not allowed to be shown yet, even though I'm in the opening. And I got a TCG card you can go buy. Buy my card.
And Ash gets hurt when he gets hurt. That was confirmed this week. What is that reminding me of? Maybe Yu-Gi-Oh! They did something like that? I mean, I know they do, like, the Shadow Realm stuff, but there was something that did something similar. And I know it wasn't Digimon, because they actually merged with them. I don't know. But it reminded me of something.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I can't think of what it was either.
Yeah, but it was definitely similar. But that was interesting. Like, I think Kiefer tweeted out. He's like, what if they do that? That's the thing for Sun and Moon, and, like, you get a health bar. I'm like, that would be weird.
That would be weird.
And then I could die. Oh, that'd be so nice. I would love to die.
You died? You have to restart from your last save?
It's just like the zombie U game. Like, you just restart your journey, but, like, as a different person, just picks up where you left off. Oh, look, a corpse. Oh, Pokemon? Sweet. Take some. Oh, let me just get this bag. I don't know. Like, I don't know if I'd want the health bar thing, but the idea of, like, basically doing Mega Evolution, but it's, like, tied to you personally is appealing to me. Like, I think it could be cool.
Especially if there's character customization.
Yeah, like, that would be awesome, because, like, everybody's, like, whatever they call it, evolution would be different, or at least somewhat different, and that's really cool.
Yeah. You want to talk? Oh, we're going to talk about those potential trademarks for the legendaries.
Do you have them in front of you? Because I can't remember what the Soul one's name was.
It's Solgaleo? Yeah, it's like Solgaleo, or I don't know.
Sorry. Sorry, I said sorry. Jesus.
So there's trademarks that are floating around that may or may not be for the legendaries of the games. That the names involve basically the Latin words for sun and moon.
Curveball.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see. I don't know what
is. They were trademarked soon by, like, a lawyer and not, like, through Nintendo or through Pokemon.
Better call Saul.
Everyone's really confused.
Yeah, but apparently, like, it looks like the other trademark or something. I don't know.
Trademarks but are complicated.
Not. Yeah. But I just know we should be getting them soon. So I'm just anxious to see
another issue of Korokoro with more Korokoro.
Hawaii?
Welcome, Hawaii. Land, the magical place. I don't know.
The Olympics.
No, that's Tahiti, Brian. Tahiti's a magical place.
Sucked. Everywhere is a magical place if you put your mind to it, except Detroit. Or Aurora.
Hey now. This is what dreams are made of. Hashtag. Wait, what was it? Lizzie McGuire? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of Lizzie McGuire, is it time to talk about Supergirl?
They got the same hair color, at least. We'll go with it.
Yeah. They're a brilliant transition based on hair color. Okay. So I thought this was a pretty solid finale. It felt. There was definitely. Actually, most of it was rushed, I felt. or like very quickly resolved. But I thought it was like a really good bookend to like the season. Like the whole mind control thing was resolved in like 5 minutes because she just like hope, hope, hope. And she kept chanting hope, and then they played the Raising Hope theme song, and then everyone's like, "Oh, we're good."
Hope.
And so that was resolved quickly.
Friendship.
And then Whistler was like, fuck, what do I do now? And Supergirl number two was like, oh, I'll just blow their brains up. He's like, oh, okay. Where's my bird book? That had, like, all my plans. that was resolved fairly quickly, too. But, like, even though it didn't have that, like, finale, like, true impact of, like, a huge battle, it was still cool to see Supergirl and Martian Manhunter facing off against them. And it made for a cool fight scene, and seeing him, like, rip apart Supergirl number two was really cool.
That was brutal. In a cool way, like...
Yeah. It was an unexpected fight move, and
They had to one-up tossing her into a flaming building and exploding. Yeah. They had to one-up like, that, so he just like, ripped her in half.
He's like, I got this, don't even worry about it. So, like, it wasn't, like, a hugely impactful fight, but it was still cool. But the one moment I did get that sort of, like, neat impact from is even though you knew she was going to survive was, like, her lifting up the ship was really well done, like, with the way, like, it looked and the music and, like, the emotion behind it and, like, her goodbye to her sister even though, you know, Lil Grey flew up in the pod and she's like, I got you. It was nice, too. Like, some people didn't like it, but I liked that we got, like, a little individual scene with each important character. Even though you knew Kara wasn't going to die, and I was going to doubt that they were going to do a cliffhanger, like, with her fate up in the air or anything. But still, like, I don't know. It just gave it a good finale vibe and, like, a bookend. And especially, I don't think it'll be his only season, but, like, if you were to look at it as one story, it makes it nice for her to get a moment with each character. And I thought they were all, like... pretty perfect for like her relationship with them. Let's see what else. Well, apparently John's parted now, so he's gonna like do co-DEOing with Lucy.
Co-DEOing.
Yeah, hashtag doing. And like he said, look, I'm gonna work with Lucy. But she has to promise not to wear the hat. that's the exact line.
As long as she doesn't wear the hat, she can stay.
And like that's what they worked out, and so it's gonna be perfect now. I think it's funny though. Like obviously, I don't think he should have been sent to that torture facility or anything like that. But it's just funny that like because he helped him once, he's fully reinstated, even though he's not really a person. And like, oh, it's okay. You're back to your job. Like,
it's okay. The president pardoned you, even though you're a powerful alien and really don't give a shit. But you know, you're pardoned. He really didn't. It's okay.
He really didn't remember 5 minutes ago when he was like, "Fuck your cuff," and he like broke it off. This is what your cuff means to me.
Uncuff him. I got this.
You don't have to look at it anymore. But, like, honestly, I thought... I mean, I assumed he was going to get pardoned or whatever, but I kind of thought that, like, Lucy would just stay as the head of the DEO or whatever, and, like, he would just basically come in as... essentially, like, just like Supergirl, the way she works with them.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm fine either way, and as much as I gave shit about Lucy's hat, I am kind of glad she's staying. If she doesn't bring the hat back, then I take it back.
Yeah, like, I figured she would just on the merit of the fact that, like, she became head of the DEO and then really didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, she had got, no like, relevant scenes after that.
She was like, who's Barry? And then she got mind-controlled and that was it. What else happened? Kara got promoted to a job of undeterminate nature.
She got promoted to question mark.
Yeah, what's my job? I don't know. You got this room. You might get a window so you can fly out of it. But you can do what you want. I would be like, I'm just going to sit in this room all day and watch YouTube videos. And then Kat would be like, brilliant, revolutionary thinking. So, I don't know. That was kind of odd. Like, I liked the whole, like, her getting promoted and, like, Kat acknowledging her and stuff, but it was kind of weird that it was, like, a, like, undefined job. Does that even happen?
Normally, no, but I guess mean, when you're an assistant, it is what it is.
And, like, it's no different pay, you just get a different office. I don't know.
You're still technically my assistant, but you gotta hire a different assistant and stay in this room all day. I don't want to look at you no more.
Yeah, so that was definitely weird. She did call her by a correct name, though, instead of Kira.
I was faking it this whole time because I'm a bitch. That was my
cat is Banjo confirmed
impression.
Hashtag Cat Joe.
It was a flawless close to Flockhart.
Cat Cohen. Cat Cohen Kazooie. Let's see. Other things that happened. The fight between her and Little Gray was also super short.
Yeah.
She's like, slash, slash, slash. And then Supergirl 1's like, don't do it. And they're like, oh, alright. I guess not. I guess I'll turn off my suit.
I guess I'm done. While I ultimately liked everything in the finale, I agree that it would have benefited from one additional episode.
Yeah.
Everything it did, I liked. It just did everything so fast.
Yeah, like, literally everything was fast. The fight with her and Alex, the mind control, the blowy, brainy up stuff. And then even one of the last scenes where they're like, yay, champagne, that didn't even get to last. It was like, toast, boom. Like, I didn't mind the cliffhanger-y stuff, but, like, it made almost every single milestone scene so abrupt.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely could have, like, they could have worked this into a much more evenly flowed episode if they had an extra one. But a pod did land it.
Yeah, question mark pod. Well, there's a lot of question marks in this.
Lots of question marks. And there's like a...
This is a like the Supergirl equivalent of who did Negan kill? Who's in the pod?
In the pod. There was like a bunch of different options I saw people listing, and one of them was Superboy, but then somebody said, which I agree with, that I think they'll probably save him for the Project Katniss or whatever it's called.
London.
Cadmus.
Yeah, there we go. Because that would be cool. Like, I'm actually kind of interested in seeing that, because we got a little bit about them and, like, the fact that Superman guy is alive.
Okay.
But I think making that, or doing Superboy could be an interesting storyline with that. So I'm looking forward to if they do that. I can't remember. I feel like there was a rumor about them casting it or something involving it. I don't know. Could be remembering it wrong, but... honestly, because I don't know that many characters, my first thought was, oh my god, it's her in the pod when she was little. And there's some sort of timey-wimey shit going on.
That could be a possibility, maybe.
I don't know. But, like, in reality, it's probably just Gay Jarek, let's be honest.
It's Zoom.
That fucker's everywhere.
Awesome, it's Gay Jarek.
That's the Zoom that he kidnaps.
Exactly. But yeah, I don't know. I thought it was a good little cliffhanger to end off on that wasn't too like, trying to think of, gut wrenching is the wrong word, 'cause that's like something upsetting happening, but like too painful of like a weight, like the Negan thing or something like that. And it was like a good little, teaser to get you excited for a potential second season. And it seems so odd that they haven't renewed it yet.
It's pretty much a guarantee and it hasn't happened yet. So it's really weird.
Because usually, like, the May upfronts is when they officially say everything and, like, bring the cast out and all that stuff. But, like, there's been so many early renewals this year for, like, everything. Like, all I'm really waiting on is this and Limitless, and I'll be happy. But I don't have too much else to say. It is going to kind of be sad to not have it to look forward to every week.
I know.
Because it's a fun show to watch.
It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it turned out. I think it had a pretty decent first season. Definitely bumpy, especially near the beginning when it like constantly reminded you she was female, but it was a fun show. I mean, I think if it continues, and hopefully it does, it'll just get better, and I'm looking forward to that, and the possibilities of, like, random doppelgangers from the other shows.
Yeah.
I think it'll be funny. Speaking of doppelgangers, Flash. Okay. So, okay. How does this time remnant thing work?
I don't know. It's supposedly, like, the same thing that happened with Eobard Thawn coming, back in time to him, but, like, forward in time to us. When he appeared in this season, like, that was a time remnant, because he had to go back to the time period now in order to get the information that he would use to go back in time at the time where he got stuck. It's really weird.
Wait. What?
I don't even know what I said.
Well, because, like, I thought that the time remnant thing was because Reverse Flash got erased from time. And, like, I got what you said about the whole, like, it was lining up. It was still happening, because even though he got erased from time at a point, but, like, his timeline still hadn't synced up with ours. So I got that. I mean, that's definitely some crazy time travel stuff. But, like, it made sense for him because of his whole being erased from time thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't get Jay's. Like, I remember there was, like, explanations of, like, we talked about, like, what it was, like, Mudman or whatever that he might have morphed into or yeah, something.
That didn't happen, was the character.
But. Yeah. Mudman.
That would have been a lot easier to explain than, oh, I plucked another me from the past and told him that, oh, you're going to have to die, buddy, but you got to pretend to be me.
And, like, because it was very confusing, for sure. Because, like, if he brought him from the past, wouldn't that mean he would kill himself in the present? But I don't know. Like, that was confusing. Because I honestly didn't expect Zoom to actually be Jay. Oh, my God.
Jay doesn't even exist.
Yeah, like, I didn't expect that, because after he, like, killed him and then kidnapped him, I thought he was Hunter Zolomon, and, like, there was some sort of crazy connection between Jay and Hunter, and, like, maybe they were twins, and then, like, on Earth 1, there just wasn't a Jay. But apparently, there is a Jay Garrick, but they just haven't done him yet. Because somebody said, there was a tweet from one of the writers that said, "We wouldn't make Jay a baddie, just keep watching." Which I think is kind of interesting, that we might get, like, actual Jay Garrick. Maybe they'll get, like, an older guy this time or something. But that being said, I hate the fact that there's butthurt fans that would be mad over them doing something original like Jay Garrick being Zoom.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that between my Twitter feed and various comment sections of articles. Like, so many people, like, were just instantly writing off the show because they didn't do Jay justice, or
I hate that,
or not liking the way that the episode ended.
Like, I'll get to that part in a minute, but we talk about this all the time, but I hate the whole do it justice thing. And it's not like every single comic now written about Jay Garrick means he's now Zoom. Like, it definitely intrigues me that they mentioned, like, doing an actual Jay Garrick, and, like, whether or not that comes into play this season or later. I mean, I'm still actually interested in seeing that, but I wouldn't, like, have been mad at all them doing an original take of Jay Garrick being Zoom, because it adds an extra layer of not seeing that coming, because we talk about all the time that they mix and match all the comic origins, not to mention adding their own stuff, so it makes it hard to see what's coming, especially with Flash, with its crazy mythology, and I would have never seen Jay being Zoom coming. Like, it wasn't, like, completely out of the realm of, like, ideas you had, but it wasn't in the top, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and, like, I mean, just the entire concept of Jay not really existing, I think is kind of interesting, because, I mean, like, this guy is, like, just an absolute psychopath.
Yeah.
Like, not only did he, like, kill that many people before he got Zoom Zoom powers.
Did you say Zoom Zoom powers?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Zoom Zoom Zoom. Make my heart stop, because you're a killer.
That's my new word for the Speed Force, is Zoom Zoom powers. But just
that's what
like
they call it on Earth too.
That entire concept is, to me, intriguing. And if they do end up using like a normal, like good Jay Garrick Flash, I'm curious on where Hunter Zolomon would have got the name from.
Yeah.
So like, it'll be interesting if they address that at all.
Like, but the idea that he became Jay Garrick and became the Flash, like he said, to give people hope just so he could tear it away as Zoom, is very disturbing and interesting. I think it would be interesting if the breach that Barry opened wasn't the first, and maybe he saw actual Jay Garrick and that's where he got it from. I certainly don't look at that helmet the same way again.
Yeah.
Kevin was just in a tiny car accident. I'm just picturing him face planting on the world's tiniest horn. Like when people get an accident. But like now that I'm thinking about it, as much as I'm curious to see what they would make actual Jay Garrick, like I'm kind of sad now that that isn't what they're doing, because making him be basically both Jay and Hunter and making that helmet take on this disturbing context is neat. I mean, why do people just want to see the same shit?
I agree. Like, I 100% agree. Like, I was seeing all this, like, in the comment section and stuff and just kind of shaking my head a bit. Like, me as a person, I don't understand this entire concept of, like you said, not doing justice or not living up to this.
Oh, God! Terrifying! Terrifying! I'm still shaking from Dead Space.
That was almost as good as the robot Let It Go. Not gonna lie.
It was kind of creepy.
Robot cough attack is up there. That was good.
Livani.
Robot Livani is next.
Okay.
I was just saying that I don't understand like that entire concept. Really, it's just it baffles me on why anyone would want to just see the same thing over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, it's like
it is written in stone.
Finally.
So it is written, so it shall be.
It's but like the Bible, basically.
Like, even going back to like when we were just hearing season 2 casting and like what characters were gonna be in it, like I would have never guessed the possibility of combining Jay Garrick Flash and Zoom. Like, it's a cool idea, but we'll see how it goes. Like, I'm definitely intrigued by the idea of another Jay, and because I know there was people already upset from the get-go that they cast a young Jay Garrick. So,
yeah.
And I gotta hand it to him. He did a good job, like, as, like, the Jay Garrick is sort of this, like, not, I won't say generic, but, like, it's like playing the hero role, essentially. Like, it was very much like a almost Superman-esque in terms of like that sort of like good old boy type person. And then like now playing this like sociopath Zoom. I saw like a couple reviews say that he's essentially Barry's true doppelganger, and that like his backstory has some similarities to it. And
yeah, because like his negative. The entire theme of the episode was like Barry turned out the way he is because of like his friends and family that helped guide him.
Like that.
Yeah, because he had a Joe, basically. That sums it up, is that Hunter Zolomon didn't have a Joe because,
and so he turned evil.
Earth 2 Joe was too busy singing at bars. So he turned into a sociopathic killer instead. So basically, you just need to have your black dad in your life.
Basically, that's the only way.
Episode.
You'll become a truly good person. But yeah, that was just kind of a cool way of going about it. It does create, like, as Flash is usually pretty good at explaining stuff, and there's always definite, like, holes in time travel and all that, but I am confused about the time remnant thing, and also how, like, Caitlin was able to run tests on Jay, and it made it seem like he had no Speed Force. But obviously at the time he was Zoom, and he was running around with mad Speed Force. So, like, maybe that's just part of his control that he can do that.
But maybe, or...
Because I don't think it was always him. Well, I thought the time remnant thing was, like, near the end. Because, I mean, I thought for the most part of the time he was, you know, Jay and Zoom were one and the same.
I have no fucking idea.
Well, because, like, when Caitlin was talking to him...
With it being a time remnant from before he had Speed Force, that would explain that pretty easy. But I don't think original Hunter had the cell degrading thing. Because I think that was a result of the velocity formula. But I have no idea. Like, I don't know.
Like, I need more clarification.
Now you made me think too hard. I don't know.
Well, and, like, how much is truth about the addiction to the velocity and stuff like that? And it is confusing because, like, the way when Caitlin was... What made me think about it was when Caitlin reached out to him. It's like, that's why I assumed he was, you know, with the exception of near the end there, that it was always him playing the dual roles because, like, wouldn't he... Would he still remember Caitlin if his time remnant got killed? I don't know. It's very, very timey-wimey for sure. I doubt we'll get 100% clarification, but I'm definitely hoping in these last stretch there's a little bit more clarification about all that stuff. Like, it gives you something to think about. He didn't want to give up who the Man in the Iron Mask is. It's probably Eddie. Or another Jay Garrick. Like, they're just going to keep unmasking people, and it's always going to be Jay Garrick, and they're like, oh, come on!
Teddy Sears as everybody.
He's doing the master thing too.
So, he is all the residents of the Gamma world.
Oh god. They just all rip off their faces to reveal that they're him. Reverse Flash's actual original face is him.
How about the ending? Like the entire like after they quote-unquote captured him the first time. Like, everything after that, when according to everybody, the episode fell apart.
Okay, well, I don't think the episode fell apart. I think for the most part, I still liked most of what the episode did. I definitely can see people's point slash agree that it was dumb to essentially jeopardize people of two Earths over this one kid. And especially since after he let Wally go, they so easily could have gotten out of it.
Mm-hmm.
They could have been like, oh, here, let me just get you this medicine. Boom! Chop his head off. I don't know. But, and one thing that was confusing for me going back was his plan to trap Zoom. Like, he cuffed him and, like, showed him pictures of his parents or whatever. And I was, at first, I got it later, but I was confused at first of what Joe and everybody were doing in the time vault with the guns. I kept thinking they were trying to lead Zoom to the time vault to trap him there. But then I realized they were there for their own protection. But, like, I didn't know that Barry was just going to tie him up in the garage and then fuck it up. Like, he instead of taunting him, he probably should have knocked him out.
Yeah,
like,
but,
either physically
like,
or, like...
At the same time, Barry's got a lot of problems.
Well, yeah. And so that was kind of annoying. But it was really, like... satisfying to see Barry best Zoom in terms of fighting and like psychologically getting to him, and but mainly like seeing him outrun him considering how much of a dick Zoom's been about how much faster he is.
Mm.
So that was kind of nice after all the brutal encounters with Zoom. But yeah, I don't think it ruins it, and I think it puts him in an interesting place, but I feel like there was definitely things they could have done to get out of taking all of his speed.
I still kind of think there is. Like, I think there's
like
something...
Like, you think it was part of the plan?
I think there's something not shown yet.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
Because while Barry's very selfless like that, everyone else isn't.
Yeah.
Especially Wells.
Yeah.
And he was the one that had to reprogram... He was the one that had to reprogram the tachyon device. Or the speed force...
Sucker.
Absorber thing. I was trying not to use that word. So, like, considering he was the one that did that, and he, like, just flat out said that he wanted to just punch Zoom in the face.
Yeah.
I feel like, I mean, his speed is definitely gone from the previous, in last episode, but I feel like there was something more to it. Like, the speed, yeah. He did take Barry's speed, but at the same time he corrupted it or something. I just feel there's more to it than what we've seen out of this one episode.
Yeah, I definitely hope so. I mean, there was definitely some leaps in logic in terms of dumb moves the characters are making for the sake of plot in this, but...
Yeah.
But, I mean, I didn't find it too, like, definitely not enough to give up on the show. There's way too much awesome stuff going on.
The one thing I've learned between, like, starting to watch all these shows and, like, reading fan comments about all these shows is that people give up on things really easy.
Yeah.
That's what I've learned so far.
Barry's wearing a different colored shirt. Done.
Done.
There was also stuff in this episode with Sisko and, like, his sort of fear that he's going to become Reverb and
he's gonna
be like Vader. Yeah. He even referenced midichlorians. I was proud. But yeah, that was interesting.
That's actually probably why everyone was giving up on the show. Oh god, because midichlorians? The prequels were done.
Oh god. Can't even handle it. He said midichlorians. Like, I really wanted in the first movie for him to be like, look, the Force is just, like, really strong with him. How can you tell? Like, because I could just sense it, like, really, really well, man. But yeah, that was, like, it's kind of crazy, like, thinking about it, how much there was to talk about in the episode, because, like, you had the Zoom stuff, and then the dumb logic stuff at the end, but, like, I almost completely forgot about Sisko, which it was a smaller plot, but I would hope that they would do something like this, and I think it'll be interesting for them to address it, or continue to address it, like, his fear of becoming it. And I'm sure they'll do something like that with Caitlin as well, but it was definitely interesting, and he acted it very well, too, like, the like terror when he started to open the portal and stuff, yeah. And he did a good job.
Because I imagine it would actually be a kind of terrifying thing.
Well, yeah.
Cool, but terrifying.
Catch on blue flame or whatever it was, and crazy stuff. And it's cool to see him start to expand his powers and stuff more, so.
And we had some nice Wally and Joe bonding moments.
Oh, yeah, because he invited him to go live at the house.
Yeah, that was a mistake. Iris.
Yeah. Why don't you live here? It's totes safe. I'll be right back. Wally? Where'd you go? What are these, like, flame marks and the footprints on the floor? Somebody run through here really fast? Nah. It's probably just Barry messing around. Yeah. I was honestly surprised that he didn't find out that Barry was the Flash in this episode. I thought that would be the catalyst for it, for sure.
We're so close.
Because he's still doing his vibrating voice thing when Wally's around, which is funny because, again, it was kind of like with Peace Bibs, where it's like, okay, he's not revealing to you that he's the Flash, but literally every one of his friends or family works with the Flash, like Joe and Iris, and then like all of Barry's friends of Sisko and Caitlin, who you see with him all the time.
It's weird how y'all are working with the Flash, except Barry. Like, why don't you invite him? Like, what's wrong?
It's because Barry hates the Flash.
He's a smart guy. Why don't you invite him?
I'm going to become friends with him and invite him to my stuff. It's just kind of funny. Like, that's kind of happened in multiple situations. And it's, like, since almost everyone else knows, and since we're going to eventually lead towards Kid Flash, I assume. Mm. So, I mean, it'll happen at some point. I'm just kind of surprised it didn't. But, yeah, he's... Yeah, there's not really too much else. I mean, there's definitely a lot in this episode. I still think it was a pretty good episode. Definitely some leaps in, like, the logic in terms of them serving the plot, but... Like you said, just kind of wait and see, and maybe there was something more to it. And, like, I was just more concerned about, like, the clarification of the whole Jay thing. Not, like, are they bastardizing him, but, like, how the timey stuff works and not that stuff.
Yeah, if the show doesn't give good explanation, I hope at least the writers do. or someone smarter than myself can make a video about it and I can watch it.
Because it's like I said, the Time Remnant stuff in reference to Reverse Flash was definitely confusing, but like I sort of understood it because of the way they explained it, and I don't know. We shall see. We shall see. What else do we got this week? Because iZombie wasn't on.
Shield.
Oh, Shield. Oh, this was a small episode.
Yeah, nothing really happened.
Pretty uneventful.
It was pretty basic. There was definitely no shocks in it at all.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing at all. No shockwaves at all.
No.
Okay.
Definitely didn't bring the roof down or anything.
No, not even at all. This episode had zero magnitude.
Okay. I think we're good on the puns.
Yeah. So the Secret Warriors assembled. It's like four people.
They assembled and then they disassembled.
Yeah. It was still cool to see them all together, and like I liked Yo-Yo and her little relationship with Mac, and then there's Melty Man. It is kind of funny, though. Like, I know the name The Secret Warriors. I don't know who's in it or anything, but it is funny that it's basically just Daisy Lincoln, Melty Guy, and the one Hispanic chick from that one time. Like, the way they hyped it up and the way, like, it was sort of mentioned since even season 2 finale, I was kind of hoping there'd be a few more members or something before we recruited them or, like, sent them out into the field. But still, it was just neat in general. And, like, a neat moment for Daisy before she got fucked over by Ward again. And, honestly, that whole situation sucked for what the Inhumans are going through, because they're already, like, super suspicious of people being suspicious of them.
Yeah.
And then to have, like, everyone at S.H.I.E.L.D. be like that, but, like, understandably so. And it's like, yes, we're suspicious of you because you're Inhuman, but not for the reasons you're thinking. Because it's not that, like, they're, like, racist towards Inhumans. It's just, like, because you're Inhuman, you're susceptible to this mind control. So it's like they were coming from a totally understandable place, but you could see how the Inhumans could react negatively to that, considering all the other prejudices that have been going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Lucy's dad from Supergirl and, like, these people that, like, hate the Inhumans need to just get together in a clubhouse and just talk about their alien hate together. Alright. Let's see. Where was I going with that? I totally lost my train of thought.
Hate circle, really. That was...
Yeah. Well, before that. Oh, yeah. Just, like, the suspicion and stuff. And I sort of got it spoiled beforehand, but even if I didn't, I kind of assumed it was going to be Daisy just because she's such a main character and she's so important to Coulson and stuff. Like, it just seemed like people would assume she was safe from it.
Yeah.
So, like, that made me assume it was going to be her. And it definitely creates some more interesting things than, like, these two random recurring characters, or even Lincoln, who hasn't been there that long, as a betrayal.
It kind of, like, set everyone up to be guilty.
Yeah.
Because Joey was gone for a lot of it, and Yo-Yo was just suspicious as fuck.
Yeah, just constantly freaking, like, vibrating back between two places.
Like, they made everyone, to be under suspicion except for Daisy.
Yeah. That's, like, another way,
and
you
then
know.
You even had, like, him referencing Malik in that situation. Like, oh, we have someone on the inside, because Malik was on the ship. And then you had the dead guy. He was on the ship, too. Maybe he wasn't dead, and he's on the inside. So it was, like, a situation where there were so many people that could have fit under this, like, tagline that you had no idea who it was, except for the one that was, like, the most obvious and the least obvious at the same time.
Yeah. That kind of describes it perfectly. And then, man, like, what a scene, like, to end on with
God
her
damn.
Basically,
like,
destroying
like
the S.H.I.E.L.D. face.
That was mid-season finale-worthy scene right there.
Well, it's like, as you watch Power Rangers, you wait until the actual finale to destroy the base. We still got time left. Like,
you didn't even destroy it good enough.
Like, I guess you could say that because, like, I was spoiled on it, I wasn't surprised by her betrayal, but
I was definitely surprised by her taking down the base. I thought she was going to quietly leave with that sphere thingy.
Now she's going to go have sex with Hive Ward.
Oh, God. In his Vilgaxy ways. I mean, it does make for a pretty terrifying villain that he can just get into these people's minds so easily. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see how they take him out or if he lasts or not. I mean, like I said, definitely interesting stuff in terms of that.
Because, like, the people that would be... Excuse me. The people that would be most helpful in this situation are the people with powers, and you can't use the people with powers because he can just take over the people with powers.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of a catch-32. No, but, yeah, it's... I wonder how, like, because I didn't look it up or anything, cause I haven't looked it up as much stuff as I did for The Flash, but, like, how heavy this guy's character is tied into the Inhumans and stuff. Because, like, when you think about it, it's a pretty cool backstory that he... I mean, the way I'm about to say it, not. But that he was a slug created to command Inhumans. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's back when they thought they were going to fight this war, so they have this thing to, like, unite them all into this hive thinking, which is just... It's, like, a cool, like, turn on something. To, like, take something that was going to be used for, like, military purposes and to make it all super disturbing now because of the way that this slug turned out. And I'm glad they clarified that, because I was confused as to whether or not he was an Inhuman or not. I'm like, is he a slug? He's an in-slugman? But so, yeah. I'm glad that was clarified. And I'm definitely glad it wasn't Lincoln, just because of how many things he's had to go through with, like, suspicion and whatnot lately.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's another interesting thing of, like, putting Daisy on the bad side and having him actually work with S.H.I.E.L.D. On the good side and putting him on the opposite forces. But it's definitely getting interesting in the last few weeks, and with Hive Ward having control over Scott, Daisy, and potentially more people soon, I'm definitely even more curious now how the Civil War stuff's going to play out. Mm-hmm. Time will tell.
I don't have too much to say. That was such a good episode.
It was. It really was. So good. Like, everything was great this week. I mean, that's complaints aside, I mean, between Flash and S.H.I.E.L.D. and then New Girl, Tuesday was really good this week. But I think that is really it, because Arrow's not back yet, and... Oh, wait, Legends! Damn it! Again, I forget it. Oh, yeah, because, like, I had a hard time. This was actually one of my lesser favorite episodes, I felt. I had a hard time paying attention for some reason. At least in some aspects.
I'm kind of midway. Like, I don't think it was the best ever. But I wasn't really bored. I think Jonah Hex is fun.
Like, I thought the whole, like, tying him into Rip's backstory was kind of neat. And, like, that's his coat and stuff. So I enjoyed that part, but it's just, I think it was the setting and, like, there was nothing that intriguing about it for me. It was just, I think, one of the weaker ones in terms of what they were doing, which a bit of it is personal choice, too, because I'm not that easily excited by, like, old West stories and stuff like that.
I like them, so it worked for me.
Yeah.
I like Ray as John Wayne. You could think of no one else.
Oh, shit, what was the other thing? I love when... I keep wanting to call him Lincoln so bad. Rory and Sarah had, like, that conversation about, like, having a drinking contest, and, like, then all of a sudden during the fight, you just cut to him passed out.
He's just snoozing.
I thought that was pretty funny. His character's in a pretty interesting position right now because he's, like, got free roam over the ship and is kind of... sort of with them again, just because they're in a pretty dire situation in terms of people trying to erase them.
He's pretty back to normal, except he knows about all this time stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly, like replace, like, 3 out of 4 with, like, time knowledge. Like, of all the characters, that's why it's so neat slash funny that, like, of all the characters to become, like, a time hunter or whatever, and to have this sudden vast knowledge of the inner workings of the time masters...
It's
Oh, classic Lincoln. And this next week is I think it'll be pretty interesting because it's got them being hunted by the specific bounty hunter that's going to like travel back in time into each of their pasts. And we know this we get be to fun see to flashback.
Flashback Friday hair on Thursday.
Exactly. Oh, breaking all the rules. Flashback hair, Captain Lance, flashback hair, Sarah. Who knows who else we're visiting? They visited. The cliffhanger was them visiting Rory, right?
So, yeah, like, he's just kind of. So there, I feel like if he had popcorn, he would have been eating popcorn. Watching his house burn down.
He would first use the heat to pop the popcorn and then eat it. It's funny.
I like how that little kid that Stein saved was H.G. Wells.
A nice little touch.
It was like the Bill Gates moment with Ray.
Oh, yeah. Your son is Bill Gates? Man, it's happening for you too. But, it wasn't a bad episode or anything. I just think that a lot of it held my attention less, but there was some cool stuff about it for sure. I think I'm just more looking forward to next week and just seeing all the different, like, time travel stories with him trying to take out, like, older versions. Like, we're going to Starling City for, like, Sarah and Captain Lance, which isn't part of the team, but I mean, he'll be in it. But so I'm curious who else we'll see. Like, I don't know how much. I do remember in the trailer.
Since we saw Rory already.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just going to say, I do remember from the trailer, and I think even this one, that looks like Adam's going to save him. We could see little Captain Cold again. Oh, God, I totally forgot about in this episode. We find out that when Hot Girl grows up, she gets ugly and fat. So, like, this whole episode.
She uses a barista.
She just had one too many Frappuccinos. Like, somebody needs to, like, that needs to be the plot of this episode or the story arc, because somebody needs to get Ray to that lady's house so he can see what he's in for. It's like, look, I believe in us. We can make it. Oh, who's that? Oh, that's a picture of me when I get Ray, where'd you go? Why are you running? Why are you rocketing off in the Adam suit?
I like how she's all like, it doesn't work. It's gotta be Carter. Nothing else works. And she's like, but Ray. And I'm sitting here going, your love is so forced.
Like, it is kind of funny how blatantly obvious it is, like, what direction they were going for, and then, like, this whole episode just reinforced it. Like I said, it is weird to have this sort of larger, I don't know where I was going with that, I totally lost my train of thought. Hey, when that happens. What was I talking about?
Choo-choo. What?
Now that's making me think of trains more, so now I'm just thinking of a variety of trains. It's gone. It literally left on a train. The choo-choo thing is like the worst distractor for a train of thought ever.
Just doing my part.
Classic me. Okay, what else? Anything else? No? Yeah, nothing we're forgetting this time, but most everything I think we have. Wait. No, I think Arrow's back next week because it's the 27th, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everything that's still on is back next week.
Yeah, I was almost thinking, like, why didn't they just go on hiatus at the same time so they line up? But on the other hand, it is kind of nice to have Arrow to watch when Flash wasn't on, and I guess vice versa. Mm-hmm. Even if Arrow's making some poor decisions, but still, it gives you something to watch. How about them turtles? Should have done that after Pokemon.
Probably. This week was the one with Toka. We spent all that time talking about Toka the last time he was on, and it was already time for his episode.
Like, I always feel bad for Kiefer, because I feel like he goes in each episode like thinking, this is the week, they're gonna talk about it. It keeps not happening.
Well, Kiefer, I really liked Toka. He looked cool, and there was lasers. And fire and chompy. Chompy Picasso. Chompy.
Picasso Chompy.
Like at
time
at
to play
one
some
point,
Sky Stones.
At one point, I really liked Toka in this because it was like this, just this big, like lava turtle, very reminiscent of like something out of like Pacific Rim or something. And so it was very like giant kaiju sort of thing, but like at the same time, Toka was such a. I mean, I don't want to say good character because Toka was like shit in the actual Turtles movie, but. Like, iconic character, I guess, and for it to be used on, like, a one-shot giant kaiju monster, I think is a little bit of a letdown, but at the same time, I really like the design, so we'll see what happens to Chompy, because, I mean, we had Spike, and then Spike turned into Slash, so...
Oh, God.
Chompy's in for a bad fate, I think, but...
Oh, God. I heard that, like, this was the end of the space arc? Does that mean Earth?
Pretty close, because at the end of the episode, the Triceratons got a hold of the last part of the black hole generator.
Okay, and
so... So to test it out, they're going to Earth. So next week is pretty much set up as, like, the last stand for the Turtles to fight against the Triceratons to stop the black hole generator before it goes off. So I think... Next episode is pretty much going to be the end of the space arc, so. Which is good, because while it was a nice breath of fresh air, at the same time, we've been in space for a while, and we're running out of fun, spacey things to do.
So yeah, like,
I think it was just about the right amount of time, in my opinion.
Yeah. I was curious how long that would go. Like, obviously, I've only been loosely following things, but. Got to get on those DVDs, but I was definitely curious about that. Okay, so now I think now it's time for...
Tweet, tweet, motherfucker!
Super delayed!
You did the Zoom-esque voice better than I could have, so...
The fastest man alive! Okay, so... Speaking of fastest man alive, which is not a segue to this, Anthony Ciano, who is not the fastest man alive, asks us, if you guys could have a crossover in the style of Supergirl and Flash with any comic or toku, what would it be?
I feel like Flash just warrants itself better to this kind of thing because of the multiverse hopping.
Yeah.
Being a thing that's easily explainable. I just need to think of what I would want. I like how I said, let's answer this question, and I had no answer prepared.
It seemed like you did, like you were so sure. What about The Office and Parks and Rec? I mean, Parks
and Rec did. I'm kind of surprised like that didn't happen, to be honest with you.
Yeah, like, I was never sure they were going to do, like, a full-on, but I honestly thought there might have been, like, a cameo or something. Like, maybe, like, a character was just randomly there. Not, like, in the background, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, this is, like, a pseudo, almost not answering the question right, but given, like, speaking of, like, multiverse and comics and stuff, I think it would be cool if, like, the Marvel movies... did like a multiverse thing and like we could meet the like Peter Parker from the original Spider-Man movies and like Amazing Spider-Man Peter Parker like within the new Spider-Man movies and stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of like a mini Spider-Verse thing.
Yeah, exactly, because like as much as this is like a totally random thought, but as much as I kind of usually in general dislike Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon, I'm pretty impressed with how like deep they dive into the Spider-Man stuff, like with all the characters and stuff.
Yeah,
like I'm actually considering going back and rewatching it, or not rewatching it, catching up on it, because I caught a couple episodes and like it's really neat. They have like the Scarlet Spider and like Agent Venom and Ben Reilly. Miles Morales. Sorry. So like that's kind of cool, but and they did that whole multiverse story, and given like I want the Spider-Man stuff to do. Different stuff in general, and the fact that we have these two Spider-Man properties that never got to sort of finish, I think, I'm not saying they're going to finish their job in the multiverse, but
I think that would be a cool thing to do. Like, stuff like X-Men is, like, way more impossible because of all the rights and stuff, and Fantastic Four, God knows what's happening. But, like, with Spider-Man, I think that would be really cool to see this new Spider-Man and Tobey Spider-Man and Andrew Spider-Man, and, like, a sort of cool bridge, considering both, you know, DC and Marvel have multiverses.
Branching off of the, like, the Marvel multiverse idea, it'd be cool, I don't know if it's necessarily work for a movie or not, but to have, like, maybe a series or something where you can take a look at different versions of things. Like, maybe a story where, like, the Chris Evans Captain America would, like, get sucked into a different timeline and it'd be the Falcon version of Captain America or something.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That.
Yeah, that would be cool. Like, to sort of experiment with ideas that are from the comics that they might not go, like, do for sure, like, in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you could get glimpses into them. That would be cool for sure. Because, like, if that could work for Spider-Man, that could work for all kinds of them. That would be some neat stuff to do. Basically, just do Earth 2 storylines everywhere. Like, I'm trying to think of two TV shows. I'm like, just let the Flash go everywhere.
This isn't like a... little part of me would want to see what would happen if Grant Gustin's Flash met Ezra Miller's Flash.
That would be a neat thing to do, given the Flash multiverse, like, somehow make that
and
happen.
And then John Wesley Shipp Flash.
Dad! Like, Dad? What was I going to say? Like, this isn't really a crossover, but that made me think of, like, how neat it would be if they, like, in one of the little time warp thingies where they show little teasers to show, you know, the DC movies. I'm surprised they didn't show Smallville.
Yeah.
Like, I know that it's all sketchy territory, but I think it aired on the CW or WB or whatever. It's like,
yeah,
okay.
I believe it aired on the old WB.
This is a totally, like, rewinding all the way back to Supergirl. But I forgot to mention, like, how, you know, they took Superman out of the game. And I was thinking how I don't want Superman to help because this is Supergirl's show. But I feel like at this point, them, like, going out of their way to not bring Superman in is casting more of a shadow if they were to just cast somebody. You know what I mean?
What?
Like, I think, like them not having anyone cast as him and, like, coming up with reasons why he can't be there and, like, have, like, almost seeing him almost makes it, him, he casts a larger shadow in that way, I think, than if they were to just cast somebody that might, would maybe would appear two or three times in a season to give her advice. You know what I mean?
Or just ignore it.
Because I feel, well, yeah, well, I mean, because if they weren't
going to... They already had throwaway line that he was, like, out on interplanetary business.
Yeah, they could have just left that...
Why didn't, like, he just still gone?
Yeah, but, like, the thing about that is that if they didn't go the route of having to completely rework her and not have Superman in her origins at all because of the movies, and, like, he's being mentioned almost every episode, so it's not as if it's making it less confusing for people. So I'm just saying, if they were to just... Because, like, every episode that, like, he sort of appears, like in the last episode where he flew up and then fell down, there's people always hoping, like, oh, what if they secretly cast someone and it's a reveal? It's like, I think, like, the mystery and the hype around that is taking away from it more than if they were to just cast somebody. You know what I mean? And then just be done with it. Because it's not as if they're not mentioning him, and they mention him so much. Like I said, I don't want him to be helping in every situation. It's just like, why don't the Avengers help in S.H.I.E.L.D.? It's like, well, everyone has their own problems. Why doesn't everybody show up in everyone's movie? Because it's not their movie. But, like, oh, there's so much talk about it all the time. I feel like we could just shut people up if they just cast somebody. But anyway, I totally forgot about that point. But, any more?
Like, in that kind of way of thinking, I like how they were like, oh, he's out on interplanetary business, and then, like, they brought him back to Earth to do that thing, and then they had to make some BS explanation of, oh, he grew up here, something about human brains.
Yeah, because, and they could have easily just left him in space for the entire final two.
I'm like, so, like, so instead you give us this weird explanation that makes no sense.
It's like they already had the perfect cover, and then they, like, oversold the lie. Oh, but he is affected by it because he was raised here. But then,
even though he also is the only one too, but it's okay. Well,
and then also he's the only one that's still asleep. All the other humans are awake. Hashtag Superman problems. But any other crossovery ideas before?
No, I'm good.
All right. Okay. So next up, first-time commenter, Soapwiki John, says, yay, finally able to join in here. Anyways, what TV shows are you looking forward to catching up on during summer, during the break? I always catch up on Scandal because I just like to save it to binge. I might check out How to Get Away with Murder. I'll probably catch up on Empire as well. Not the carpet cleaner or the drapes or whatever they are.
1-800-882-300 Empire. Empire. Hey. I like how everyone just sort of mumbled it a bit.
Like, you'll get it.
But by the time it finished, we got the whole thing somehow.
Teamwork. Safety. Safety first, then teamwork.
I'm looking forward to finishing The Hunters, which I have not progressed on whatsoever.
You need to.
Well, season 2 of Kimmy Schmidt happened, so.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! I forgot to mention that I'm like slow burning that. I only watched 2 episodes so far. Like, I want to savor it.
I'm on like 6 or something.
I need to savor every second of it.
I don't remember how much is in the season. I just kind of kept going.
I love that Titus's origin is that he just pretended not to be himself. Like, oh, are you this guy? And he's like, no, I'm Titus Andromedon. And then he just walks out fabulously. And a legend was born. That's what I want to see. I want to see Titus on The Flash.
Oh, God, that would be great. Anyhow. I don't know. I need to pick up Game of Thrones at some point.
That's what I did last summer. I, like, binged the hell out of it. I always come up with a list, like, close to summer, and there was stuff I didn't get to last summer. Like, Nikita's been on my list for, like, 2 summers. I don't know if I'll ever go back and pick up the originals, maybe. I was thinking about checking out Grimm, because I feel like there's this pattern where I have something supernatural to watch every summer now. Like, it started with Supernatural, and then The Vampire Diaries, and then... So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's, like, the only 2 on my radar right now. I mean,
I still want to finish my Clone Wars rewatch.
Oh, yeah, there's one. I need to do that.
And, like, I've been wanting to rewatch slash watch parts for the first time, the Justice League cartoon. And, like, I just mentioned, I kind of wanted to go back and watch Ultimate Spider-Man. Like, it's one of those things where I get these, like, spurts, at late at night, like, around this time. Where I have, like, a ton of energy all of a sudden, and I'm thinking about all the stuff I want to watch and, like, all these games I want to play, like, either replay or, like, start. And, like, I'm really excited about it. And then I go to sleep, and I wake up in 4 hours, and I feel like my soul has been ripped from my body, and I can never do anything again. And then I just kind of, like, zombie through the day. And then 1:30 comes around again, and I have that spurt where I'm, like, super excited about life for, like, 30 minutes. And then I go to sleep, and I wake up, and I'm... soul ripped out, and then I zombie my way through the day.
Yeah, that sounds accurate.
And it just continues. But, like, life's really great from, like, 1:30 to 2, you know? Where, like, I have all these plans. It's like a kid on a sugar high. It's like, I do this, and this, and this, and then, boom. Gone. Like, if only I could accomplish all that with the time I had that motivation from 1:30 to 2. So, yeah, but I'm definitely going to watch some stuff during the summer for sure, because that's been a thing, but I'm not entirely sure what. I had a plan to, like, replay slash play some stuff for the first time Zeldas like I was doing with the Pokemon games, because I thought I would be done with them by now, but I don't think I'm going to be done with my Pokemon replay by then. I'm only, like, halfway through Gold
Heart Gold.
Yeah, I moved to Johto and I got stuck. Mostly because it's on my computer.
I'm so indecisive about my team. It's like, that's what's holding me back. Like, I have 6 badges because Olivine and Cyanwood are, like, right next to each other. But, like, I just can't decide on, like, who I want my, like, 5th and 6th team members to be. So I keep training people and backpedaling, and I don't know what's going on. Oh, my God. Is it ever end? Sorry. I'm just saw, like, you know, my fetting up with trying to catch Yoshi and everything. I just scrolled through my feed of, let's make Yoshi the new co-host of Live with Regis and Kelly. It's like, give me a break now. This is the final straw. We're not replacing Michael Strahan with Yoshi. Let's just animate Yoshi. Live with Kelly and Yoshi.
So what did you think, Yoshi?
The final straw. Alright.
Yoshi, what are you doing?
Classic Yoshi. Classic Yoshi and Yoshi mess around. Alright, but I think that's it for the Ramble Times. Or the Ramble Times, the TTMFs.
The TTMFs.
Alright, now it's time for
Final Thingies, MP3.
Final Thingies!
I have a thingy, and it's not final!
N3P. Okay. Oh yeah, keep sending in them Twitter questions, as per usual. You know the drill.
As per usual.
Titmips. Yeah, tit-mips. I used that word again today. Paul, I was recording a review and I said use, and I'm like, sorry for saying use or something like that. Sorry for keep saying bad boys. Oh, classic no. Harry.
Tit-mips.
That's pretty solid. There we go. Titmips. Credits.